Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
North Valley Distributing, a major supplier of electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, is proud to sponsor Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces for your dedication and service to our country. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive offers a full range of electrical and electronic products and services. Check out our website at northvalleydistributing.com.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Larry Elder here, the sage from South Central, the prince of Pico Union, the czar of common sense, the great Eldersky, Don Lorenzo. Welcome to the program. No Victor Crest allowed because we've got a country to save. So let's get her teed up!
You want to play rock? Say hello to my new friend!
What the hell's going on out here?
Ooh, that's a bingo!
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. According to Kristi Noem, the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, the Brown University and MIT shooter entered the country on a diversity visa in 2017 and was granted a green card. His name is Claudio Manuel Nuevas Valente from Portugal. And Kristi Noem on X said, quote, "This heinous individual should never have been allowed in our country." President Trump sought to end this diversity program in 2017 after a terror attack in New York City. The terrorists used his vehicle to plow down civilians and enter the country in 2010 through a diversity program. Kristi Noem says that as of right now, she is directing the U.S. to pause this diversity visa program to ensure no more Americans are harmed by the disaster program. The diversity immigrant visa program provides up to 50,000 immigrant visas every year, and the visa winners are drawn at random among all the entries to individual who are from countries with low rates of immigration to the country. In 2020, Trump suspended the program. Joe Biden turned it back on. Now, Turning Point USA is having their annual convention. First one since Charlie Kirk's assassination. We're going to have a report from that, from our man on the ground from Salem, later on in the show. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which became famous by suing the KKK into bankruptcy, publishes a hate map. And on their hate map, they list Turning Point USA and focus on the family. Tyler O'Neill with the Heritage Foundation testified before the House Judiciary Committee on how the Southern Poverty Law Center demonizes conservative and Christian organizations. Number 22.
Imagine that an organization notorious for comparing mainstream conservatives and Christians to the Ku Klux Klan, which inspired a literal domestic terror attack and has ties to Antifa, advised the federal government on how to counter the domestic terrorism threat. This Orwellian nightmare isn't a hypothetical. It actually happened in the Biden administration, and it's the reason I'm testifying before you today. In the next few minutes, I will explain just how biased the SPLC is, its influence in the previous administration, and why this should concern every American. The SPLC gained its reputation by suing Ku Klux Klan groups into bankruptcy, but now it weaponizes that reputation, putting mainstream conservative and Christian groups on a hate map with Klan chapters. It uses this map to scare donors into contributing to its $786 million endowment and to demonize its political and ideological opponents by suggesting opposition to its agenda is driven by hate. On the hate map are moms and dads who oppose critical race theory in schools, doctors who question the grotesque transgender treatments euphemistically referred to as gender-affirming care, and even lesbians and gays who oppose drag queen story hour. The hate map inspired a terrorist attack at the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. The man who opened fire at the congressional baseball game practice had liked the SPLC on Facebook and supported Bernie Sanders. The SPLC also added Turning Point USA to the hate map mere months before Charlie Kirk's assassination. Yet, none of this led the Biden administration to think twice about working with the SPLC. The Biden White House hosted the SPLC at least 18 times. Biden nominated an SPLC attorney to a top federal judgeship. He touted the SPLC's help in the White House's strategy to combat anti-Semitism. More disturbing, however, was the SPLC's influence on federal law enforcement. The FBI's Richmond office cited the SPLC on radical traditional Catholic hate groups, and the FBI rushed to rescind the memo when a brave whistleblower published it. Yet it seems the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division had no such compunction over its close ties to the SPLC. In fact, the division's head, Kristen Clark, took a break from prosecuting pro-life protesters to meet with SPLC leaders and staff in March 2023. Also, when the SPLC added Moms for Liberty to the hate map in 2023, it shared an embargoed copy of the report with the Civil Rights Division. An SPLC researcher briefed DOJ prosecutors on the threat of the anti-LGBTQ movement. Why does this matter? The SPLC has suggested that merely quoting the Catechism of the Catholic Church is enough evidence of anti-LGBTQ hate to land you on the map. For years, the SPLC defended itself from the charge of being anti-Christian by noting that it does not put every organization that upholds biblical sexual morality on the hate map. Yet it only cited one piece of evidence for this claim, its decision not to put Focus on the Family on the map. As it turns out, the language responding to the anti-Christian charge disappeared from the website recently. And this year, SPLC added Focus on the Family to the hate map. The SPLC acts as the left's ideological enforcer, narrowing the parameters of socially acceptable debate. Through the hate map, it suggests that mere disagreement with its agenda on immigration, critical race theory, or trans issues amounts to bigotry. This contributes to the hostile climate in which conservatives keep their mouths shut in order to avoid being accused of racism, Islamophobia, or hate. It is no accident that activists use this hate map to deplatform conservatives, or that activist groups have tried to pressure donor-advised funds to blacklist the SPLC's targets. Law enforcement should not rely on such a biased, anti-Christian organization, and FBI Director Kash Patel was right to swear off this partisan smear machine. Americans deserve to know just how much influence the SPLC had in the Biden administration, and as Chairman Jordan recently noted, there is yet more to be revealed.
According to the America First legal organization, the Biden DOJ Civil Rights Division partnered with the Southern Poverty Law Center, quote, including scheduling regular meetings, allowing the SPLC early access to federal law enforcement data, also allowing SPLC employees to train DOJ prosecutors. By the way, Turning Point USA, Family Research Council, Mom for Liberty are still on the hate map. Now, not too surprisingly, the Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee pushed back, one of whom is Steve Cohen, Congressman from Tennessee. Number 21.
Objection. I'll now recognize the gentleman from Tennessee for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I listened to all of your opening statements and the chairman and the ranking member and everybody here until I came down. One thing concerned me, Ms. Tyler, I'd like to ask you. Mr. O'Neill said that the Southern Poverty Law Center was anti-Christian. It upsets me greatly when any group is anti-Jewish, anti-Catholic, anti-Muslim, anti-Christian. Does the Southern Poverty Law Center have any Church of God in Christ folks that maybe support them, and Baptists, Southern Baptist folk, and Methodists, et cetera, et cetera?
So I don't work for the Southern Poverty Law Center. I can't speak exactly, but I do. What I hear you saying is there's a difference between being against a religion and calling out ideologies or hate speech in this case, which is, I think, what is the issue here that we're discussing.
Is the Southern Poverty Law Center against Christian nationalism?
I think that they have named white Christian nationalism as an ideology to watch, as something that does fuel hate-driven violence.
Can you define white Christian nationalism for me?
So white Christian nationalism is this political ideology that seeks to merge American and Christian identities into one. Put another way, white Christian nationalism suggests that to be a real American, that one has to be a Christian. And it does provide cover for white supremacy and racial subjugation. But as I mentioned earlier, to be against Christian nationalism is not to be anti-Christian.
Right.
I am a Christian. And I represent many, many more people, Christians.
More on this exchange between Stephen Cohen and Tyler O'Neill when we come back. 888-971-SAGE.
The fight against sexual exploitation begins at home. Sexual exploitation is no longer a distant issue. It's happening here in our communities, schools, and even our homes. Every day, millions of Americans are targeted and trapped through manipulation, coercion, and deception. Sexploited in America, The Invisible War is a powerful docuseries exposing the hidden systems and cultural blind spots that allow exploitation to thrive, and gives a voice to the survivors and families forever changed by it. Raw, unfiltered, deeply human, these stories reveal both the devastating realities of exploitation and the extraordinary courage of those who refuse to be silenced. Sexploited in America, the docuseries, is presented by AGA Media and available to everyone now at salemnow.com.
We have reached the age where things just cost more.
Cars, mm-hmm. phones, mm-hmm. life insurance.
Your blood pressure is up.
Your weight is up.
You're one to talk.
I have type 2 diabetes, so I'm getting dinged just like you.
Thank goodness for Big Lou.
Big Lou!
Big Lou can get term life insurance rates for a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, or maybe he's on anxiety meds,
mm-hmm.
for just around $200 a month for $1 million of coverage.
Oh, you gotta say that again.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll say it. Big Lou and term provider could get a 50-year-old man, a little dinged up, $1 million in life insurance for around $200 a month.
Call Big Lou.
Big Lou!
He's like you. 800-555-2085.
That's 800-555-2085.
Don't put it off. If you're overweight, diabetic, have high blood pressure, you gotta call Big Lou.
Gotta. 800-555-2085.
Write it down.
800-555-2085.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right, even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Ring in the new year at Reading Garden of Lights on Wednesday, December 31st, 6 to 10 p.m. for a special New Year's Eve event featuring live music by Black Vinyl 45 and a special New York-style countdown at 9 p.m., perfect for families with early bedtimes, all while surrounded by 2 million lights and 10 acres of illuminated gardens with food and drinks available for purchase. All proceeds support Turtle Bay. Don't miss New Year's Eve at Reading Garden of Lights. Wednesday, December 31st. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time is coming for 51. Jefferson,
state of mind. Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. We are Salem News Channel. Christmas is just around the corner in only 5 days. This is the most blessed, joyous day of the year, unless you're a little boy or girl whose mom or dad is in prison and won't be with you on Christmas Day. That's where Prison Fellowship's Angel Tree Christmas Outreach comes in, but only if you help. This holiday season, men and women just like you have stepped up to help kids who, through no fault of their own, won't experience the joy of Christmas unless you go to LarryElder.com to make a generous donation to my Angel Tree annual campaign. Here's James Ackerman, the former CEO and longtime leader of Prison Fellowship, with a message about why the Angel Tree Christmas program is so very special.
Your investment in Angel Tree enables that connection to be made between a mother and her child or a father and his child. They just can't afford to celebrate Christmas in the way that so many of us do every year. And by you stepping in, by you getting involved in Angel Tree, by you investing, you're enabling Christmas and the gospel to be brought to these children right into their own homes.
That's the magic. Angel Tree finds out what prisoners' children want for Christmas. Then church volunteers buy the gifts and deliver them with a personalized note from his or her incarcerated parent. Will you please join my other listeners in helping make Christmas special for these wonderful kids? It only takes a gift of $30 to make Christmas special for one boy or girl. Or you can bless 5 kids for $150 or 10 kids for $300. The most important thing is that we all give something. So please call my special donation number, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. Or just go to LarryElder.com and click on the Angel Tree banner to bless a child next week on Christmas. LarryElder.com, Angel Tree banner at the very top, 888-206-2855. That's 888-206-2855. So Congressman Steve Cohen from Tennessee pushed back and claimed that the Southern Poverty Law Center was not anti-Christian. He probably regrets it. Finish it.
Anti-Christian. Right. I am a Christian, and I represent many, many more people, Christians, who are horrified to see our faith used to justify discrimination, to justify exclusion, and in some cases, violence.
What are some of the other things that, I know you're not necessarily a spokesperson for the Southern Christian Poverty Law Center, but what are some of the other things they stand for and in support and oppose?
Yeah, so I know them as a historic civil rights organization that stands against white supremacy, that stands against anti-Semitism, that has brought critical litigation against the Ku Klux Klan, that stands for supporting civil rights and making sure, particularly in the American South, that our promise of equal protection of the law and all of our other civil rights and liberties are protected to the fullest extent of the law.
Well, I think Mr. O'Neill and maybe Mr. Perkins both mentioned the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center being outstanding, and then I think Mr. Roy did too, with the used to bring cases, and I still think they do bring cases that are important. And Julian Bond was a very close friend of mine and somebody I know Mr. Raskin knew, and he was a great American. He was one of the founders of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and Morris Dees as well. was a very strong spokesperson for civil rights and a supporter. He was one of the founders. Mr. O'Neill, is there anything you can help me with on Christian groups that they necessarily, not Christian groups, but the fact, your statement that the Southern Poverty Law Center is anti-Christian. How is the Southern Poverty Law Center anti-Christian?
Yeah, so there is this document called the Catechism of the Catholic Church. It lays out the belief statements for Catholics, 1 billion people across the world.
Whose statement? Is that the Southern Poverty Law Center?
No, this is published by the Catholic Church, by the Magisterium of the Catholic Church. The Southern Poverty Law Center, when they decided to put the Ruth Institute, which is a small charity in Louisiana, one of the groups that it finds it difficult to respond and have the money to respond to the negative defamation of the Southern Poverty Law Center, justifying putting them on the hate map, the SPLC quoted, and they didn't just quote it once, they quoted it twice. They quoted the president of the Ruth Institute just saying that the Catholic Church believes, and this is the statement of faith for all Catholics, remember, that homosexual activity is intrinsically disordered. The SPLC put that on there twice, suggesting that just believing what 1 billion Catholics ostensibly say they believe justifies you being on the hate map. If there is anything more anti-Christian than that, I'm not sure what it is.
I don't quite get it. What did the Ruth Institute do to have this SPLC come out?
Yeah, so the Ruth Institute advocates for survivors of the sexual revolution. That's what they call people who suffer from family breakdown. The president of the Ruth Institute, Jennifer Roback Morse, has gone on the radio many times, and she is a devout Catholic, and she has cited the faith positions of the Catholic Church. It is those statements of faith from the Catholic Church that derive directly from the Catechism that the Southern Poverty Law Center decided was hateful enough to cite as evidence to put her on the hate map.
They put her on the hate map.
Yes, they put her on the hate map. They have not put the Catholic Church on the hate map, though by putting her on the hate map in this way, they have suggested that the entire Catholic Church should be on the hate map. This is something I would love Democrats
to take one person, Miss Ruth Morris, and put her on a hate map and say that's the entire Catholic Church. I don't think Pope Leo would be put on that group, I wouldn't think.
Well, Pope Leo stands for the faith statements in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. If the Catechism of the Catholic Church is a hateful document that justifies putting you on the hate map, then he belongs on the hate map logically based on the Southern Poverty Law Center's own presentations.
Ms. Tyler, do you know anything about this lady or the group?
I do not.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. O'Neill, makes you think? I know a lot of ministers that are Church of God in Christ, Kojic ministers, who support the SPLC. And there are a lot of black Baptist churches, not Southern Baptist churches, maybe there are black Southern Baptist churches, too, that support the SPLC.
So the other aspect is, and this is something I mentioned in the testimony, that the SPLC for a long time, because groups like Tony's have been put on the hate map, the SPLC claims it isn't because they stand for marriages between a man and a woman, but that's essentially what it boils down to if you look at the history of why they chose to put them on there. The SPLC defended themselves from the charge of being anti-Christian for years. In fact, they changed this language once from anti-LGBT to anti-LGBTQ in explaining on their website. So they stood by this. They said when they were called anti-Christian, they said, no, we're not anti-Christian because we don't put every Christian group that stands for the traditional definition of marriage on the hate map. But they only had one piece of evidence for this, and that was that they didn't put Focus on the Family on the hate map. Then, earlier this year, the language defending themselves from the anti-Christian charge disappeared from their website, and they put Focus on the Family on the hate map.
My time is up. Thank you for...
Ms. Cohen, I like spirited back and forth. And the way you handled that, I was happy to let it go over time, and I appreciate your questions.
Oops. That sounds pretty anti-Christian to me. 888-971-SAG is the number. We come back. The FDA commissioner says that pushing transgender ideology on children is predatory, wrong, and needs to stop. All of this and more. I'm Larry Elder.
Come on. We'll dance the night away. I'm gonna make you mine.
Relief Act.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right, it's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest-standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons. Premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. Coming up, we're going to talk about the growing popularity of Obamacare, which is a huge dilemma for Republicans, none of whom voted in the House or the Senate for Obamacare when it passed in 2010. We're going to talk about the FDA commissioner saying that the transgender ideology in children is predatory, wrong, and it's got to stop. And we're going to talk about the Turning Point USA annual confab, first one since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. All of this and more, 888-971-SAGE. Ray is in Livermore, California. Ray, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you for...
Hey, Larry. Thanks for a great show. Merry Christmas, my brother.
Merry Christmas.
You guys were telling, in the last hour, you guys were relating police stories or were interactions that you had with the police and some of your callers. And I have two short interactions that I would like to relate. One, as a very young man, pulled over, refused to comply, was being taken in custody, did not cooperate, and ended up getting the crap beat out of me by the cops.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say that white guys get beat up by the cops too, and it's for the same reason, not paying attention and not complying.
Mm-hmm.
So it white guys get beat up too. And then another time I had exited the freeway on my motorcycle, and I was going up this little farm road. There's not a lot of traffic. There's not a lot of driveways. And I thought I would just open it up a little bit, you know, just let the carburetors breathe a little bit. And little did I know, there was a cop leaving the freeway in the opposite direction, happened to spot me. And I was probably doing about 90 miles an hour when he saw me. And he turned and came into pursuit. And I immediately shut it down, pulled over, and did the exact opposite I did, you know, 20 years earlier in my life, and completely complied. And I could have had my motorcycle impounded and been arrested for reckless driving, but because I worked with the cop, he actually wrote the ticket in a way that I could still go to traffic school by behaving, by being respectful, by, you know, cooperating. And so you can have two completely different outcomes when you interact with the police.
Well, Ray, thank you very much for that. That reminds me of a couple of things. There is a town here in Southern California called Rialto. It's about 100,000 people. And demographically, it reflects the ethnicity, racial diversity of California exactly. The percentage of Hispanics, of whites, of Asians, and blacks is identical to this percentage in the state of California. And some years ago, they had a program where they made all the officers wear body cams. And some of them didn't want to, but they made them all wear them. And after about a year or so, the results were pretty impressive. Police use of force declined about 50%. And it wasn't because the police suddenly stopped using force. It's because people stopped resisting and began to cooperate. And complaints about unlawful use of force, complaints by civilians, fell 90%, which means people were lying until they realized that they were being taped, because it is a crime to falsely accuse a police of using unlawful force. So civilians stopped lying, they became more cooperative, and as a result, the police did not need to use force as they had in the past. What does that tell you? Regarding white guys get pulled over too, I was talking to a bunch of my college friends, all of whom were white, about the times that they had been stopped. And every single one of them had stories, because they had long hair, they were pulled over, some were treated respectfully, some were not, but every single one of these kids had an unpleasant encounter with the police. So the idea that it only happens to people of color is, of course, not true. And years ago, the police came to my house because something had happened, and they both had these recording devices around their necks or on their uniform. And we took care of what I had to take care of. And I said, tell me something, guys. What would you do about the homeless? And they went, well, you know, I was kind of surprised they didn't have any point of view. And then they turned off their recording devices, and they unleashed on what they would do about the homeless. But because they thought that they were being recorded, they didn't want to say anything that would have gotten them in trouble. And what they said is, I give them four options: a bed, mental institution, rehab, or jail. Pick one. 888-971-SAGE. I'm Larry Elder.
So Pure Talk just had their best year ever and asked me if I'd like to thank their customers on their behalf for being so awesome. I said sure. It's important to say thanks, especially this time of year, which is why, as one of their many satisfied customers, I should probably thank Pure Talk first for keeping their customer service in this country and for providing hundreds of American jobs. I appreciate that. I also appreciate their Roundup program, which makes it easy to support America's Warrior Partnership and join the fight against veteran suicide. And I love that Pure Talk donated 1,000 hand-sewn Made in America flags to veterans around Independence Day. And of course, I really appreciate their generous support of my own foundation, MicroWorks, and their commitment to help us train the next generation of skilled workers. Having said all that, it's now my pleasure, on behalf of everyone at Pure Talk, to thank you sincerely for choosing to do business with an American wireless company that actually stands for something. And one more thing. Happy New Year.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true. People are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care, whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with. Here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes, a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now back to the sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem News Channel. We're coming to you from the Relief Factor Studio. Do not forget your Relief Factor, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. As I mentioned, Turning Point is having its annual confab. This is the first one since the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Our man on the street, William Porter Nelson III from Salem, is there, number 39.
Hey, Willie Nelson here with Salem News Channel. We're here in Phoenix, Arizona at Turning Point USA's America Fest, a conference full of thousands of people the legacy media claims doesn't exist, with opinions they don't want you to hear. Let's go on in there and find out what the people are saying. Would you rather work for George Soros or get triple boosted?
That's a really, really tough question. I would say triple boosted, and I am not a COVID shot person, so I don't have one now.
If Jasmine Crockett became president, what would America look like in the first week?
They'd be a bunch of yas queens. All of them. They'd be all queens. The drag queens, all the queens. They would all be queens. We wouldn't have any men. They'd all be queens.
Can a conservative and a liberal successfully date? No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, flirt to convert, maybe. But successfully date as they are, it's not going to happen. Can you tell us about the flirt to convert method? Young man, if you're going to try and play the game, you've got to slowly, you know, start inserting drops of what you believe in and just kind of showing the woman, you know, that you've kind of chosen to kind of go after certain different, you know, sides in the media that she's maybe not seeing. What is your favorite thing the Trump administration has done so far?
Oh, defending common sense, defending that man and woman are different and there is only two genders.
Wait, you think there's only two genders?
Women's sports is only for women and not actually for anyone else with mental health problems.
If Jasmine Crockett became president, how would the first week look?
I think I'd avoid the news for that week.
Yeah. I'd probably stay in my house, try to self-quarantine again, maybe. Yeah.
They'd be able to get everyone back successfully on lockdown.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Definitely.
Voluntarily.
Yes.
What's your favorite trolling moment of Trump?
I think it had to be pretty recent, actually. The Hakeem Jeffries sombrero thing. That was hysterical because Hakeem Jeffries was so upset about that over the stupidest thing. And it was good fun. Well, for people who can take a joke, which is not the last.
Would you rather work for George Soros or have to teach a class on critical race theory?
I guess I could teach a class on critical race theory, but I'd get my own spin on it.
And what would your first lesson be?
That it's a lie.
If Jasmine Crockett became president, what would America look like in the first week? Lots of food stamps. Lots of the EBT would go crazy. And, I don't know, you'd have some interesting Supreme Court rulings. Maybe dismantled, maybe stacked. I think she would flood the courts. I think she would, you know, just add a bunch of Supreme Court justices. Can a conservative and a liberal successfully date?
I would say in this day and age, no. Maybe in years past, but I think just because they're so extremes on both sides that right now, I think you have to be aligned politically.
What do you want to see the Trump administration do more of?
Put people in jail. I want accountability. That is so important to me. I want Comey. Fauci's on the top of my list. Adam Schiff, he should be in jail. Fannie Willis, Letitia James, all of those characters.
What's the wokest thing you've ever heard a liberal say?
I think the most liberal thing, woke thing, is probably, you know, just the fact that girls can be boys and boys can be girls, and that children down to, like, 4 years old are able to decide to go on puberty blockers or, like, mutilate themselves, and I think that is probably the most disgusting, crazy woke thing I've heard. So.
Reporting here from Turning Point USA's America Fest, I'm Willie Nelson for Salem News Channel.
Brian is in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Brian, you're on the Larry Elder Show.
Hi, Larry. Good evening to you. Hey, Larry, don't take this the wrong way. I value your opinion on this. I've noticed. Now, I live in Pennsylvania, but in California you have Steve Hilton. He's a Republican. He's running for governor, correct?
Correct.
Okay, but here's what I'm wondering about this. He's a native born Briton.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
You know, but do native born Britons, well, whether running for office, because now there's a lot of national reporters, you see, I know you can tell the accent.
Mm-hmm.
Do they criticize their own country for cracking down on free speech in Britain? To your best of your knowledge.
Well, remember that speech that J.D. Vance gave when he was in Munich, and he blasted them for interfering with free speech when people were, for example, complaining about the COVID vaccine, complaining about mass immigration. Many of them were approached by the police officers by stuff that they put on social media. So I don't believe that the left-wing British reporters are concerned about that crackdown on free speech in their own countries. The conservative ones are, but they're not the left-wing ones.
Okay, hey.
But what does that have to do with Steve Hilton? He's on our side.
No, if I lived in California, mm-hmm. I'd vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
I vote mostly Republican.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing him. I just thought I'd bring it up. It just seemed a little odd. I mean, but anyway, you answered my question.
Yeah.
Good.
And by the way, he is a citizen, Stephen Hilton is. I don't know whether he has dual citizenship, but he is a citizen of this country. However, if he were to become governor, and by definition, anybody that becomes governor of California, start thinking about the White House, he, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he's not a naturalized citizen, would not be able to run for president if he became governor of California. Not that you asked that. We're going to talk later on about the statement made by the FDA commissioner, Marty McCarry, about pushing transgender ideology down the throats of children. He calls it predatory and wrong. I'm going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the growing popularity of Obamacare. And that is exactly what they anticipated doing. Obamacare was unpopular when it first passed. Majority of Democrats opposed it. Because the Democrats controlled the White House, the House, and the Senate, they were able to do it anyway without a single Republican vote. And they loaded it up with a bunch of time deadlines for this, that, and the other. And they knew that eventually the tax credits / subsidies would expire. They were hoping that by the time that happened, the view of Obamacare would change. It would become more popular. People would be able to get benefits from it. And once you give somebody something, you cannot take it away from them. They scream like banshees. And they form a constituency that can lobby. And that's exactly what's happened. Over time now, the majority of Democrats support Obamacare. A majority of independents support Obamacare. Even a large number of Republicans support Obamacare. And a growing number of Republicans, independents, and Democrats believe it is the government's job to provide health care insurance. I kid you not. Relief Factor loves hearing from pain-free customers and hopes we can help you next. Kim writes, "Before trying Relief Factor, I struggled just to make it through my work days. I'd collapse on the couch at night, aching everywhere. Within a few weeks of starting Relief Factor, the daily pain began to fade. Now I'm keeping up at work, and I still have enough energy left for my family," end of quote. Kim is the story of thousands of kitchens, office desks, and factory floors. The story of parents having more love to give and more strength to share. Relief Factor doesn't just ease pain, it restores evenings, laughter, and the simple joy of being present. And I felt the difference too. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free and targets the inflammation that causes pain, so you can move better, feel better, and naturally enjoy life again. Try the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Just go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Let's see if you're next in getting out of pain.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-504-8790. That's 800-504-8790. 800-504-8790. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
In today's fast-paced world, professionals face endless projects, deadlines, competition. To thrive, you need mental clarity, sharp focus, and reliable memory. That's why the same company that brings you Relief Factor created ThinkFactor. ThinkFactor is designed to help you think clearer and perform better daily. It's a powerful blend of nutrients that supercharges your memory and sharpens your focus. You can stay on top of your work and outshine the competition. After a couple of weeks of taking ThinkFactor, I noticed a dramatic difference in my clarity, my focus, even my memory. And you know know what? The longer you take Think Factor, the better the results are. If you've ever felt mentally foggy or struggled to keep up with everything on your plate, well, Think Factor can help you reclaim your cognitive edge and thrive in your life. Call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, to order Think Factor. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit ReliefFactor.com. Your first bottle, just $19.95. Think Factor. Think clearer, perform better daily.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet.
Make a statement without saying a word. Visit LarryElderShop.com for bold shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And get 20% off with promo code ELDER20 because we've got a country to save. 888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243, Larry Elder, Salem, New Channel. By the way, the DOJ has released a bunch of Epstein files, not everything, apparently, but a bunch of Epstein files. And Kamala Harris said, well, there is a reason why we in the Biden DOJ did not release the files. We'll talk about that later on. Also, the FDA commissioner says, I'm going to say what you're not supposed to say. Pushing transgender ideology in children is predatory, wrong, and needs to stop. End of quote. We're also going to talk about the dilemma the Republicans have regarding Obamacare. We all know it's a disaster. We all know that the approach to health care should be treated as a commodity. It's not a right. But a growing number of Americans believe that they support the program, and more importantly, that they believe the government, federal government, has a responsibility to provide health care insurance for people. This is what we're up against. Same trajectory regarding Social Security, Medicare. Initially unpopular, then it became popular, now became a fabric of our society, and any politician that dares suggest otherwise is called losing elections. Larry is in Cerritos, California. Larry, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Do we have Larry?
You were at the other station. Yep, can you hear me, Larry?
I can hear you now. Thank you for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. I said, thanks for taking the call. I've been a listener since the other station many, many years ago.
Hmm.
I have a quick white guy getting pulled over and guns drawn story for you. Two of them, actually. High school, driving way too fast down a desert road up in the Antelope Valley to get home to pick something up to go back to school. My parents was on a corner, turned the corner, went in the driveway. Cops pulled me over, feet back spread them with a gun drawn because I was speeding. The other one, cutting across at about midnight, cutting across a closed store parking lot after I got gas. And exit was changed, so I went back across to the other exit. And about that time, an alarm went off in the store. And I was driving an old car and had a little bit more there. Stopped me again. I looked out the window to a very large gun, but I complied, no problem. Either got a ticket the first time, nothing, the second time, but just a standard white guy twice getting pulled over twice.
So Larry, your white privilege didn't kick in, huh?
Didn't seem to.
Didn't kick in. Larry, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. 888-971-SAGE. I am Larry Elders. Do not leave town.
Call in now and join the conversation. 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. It's the Larry Elders Show.
Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Hey, it's your liberty-loving Latino amigo, Rich Valdez, host of America at Night. Weeknights, we're letting you know what's happening live all across America. We'll have newsmakers and experts coming on, talking about the hot topics of the day. Plus, in our third hour, whatever you want to talk about with open phones across America, our nightly town hall. I look forward to hearing from you on the next America at Night with me, Rich Valdez.
Weeknights from 7 to 10 p.m. on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.